Hello, this is my Easter Day diary for Sunday, April 12th, 2020. Alleluia, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. This is not the Easter we could have imagined. It is not the Easter we would have wanted. Who could have thought that on this holy day, the day for Christians all around the world, we would be unable to gather in our sacred spaces, to sing the songs of joy, to hear the gospel proclaimed, to glory in the beauty of the liturgy, to share laughter and hugs and handshakes and friendship with our brothers and sisters in the Lord. No, it is not the Easter we would have ordered up. But all around us, we have seen the incredible ingenuity and imagination of churches across the country as every one of them have scrambled to bring some sense of Easter celebration into the homes of people who are sheltering in place. It's not been perfect, but it has been faithful. And for that, I'm grateful. Today, I wandered over to Trinity Church and went into the nave, a nave which still looks like Lent. We were last in it as a community of faith gathered for worship on March the 8th. I don't think any of us even imagined that when we left church that day, we would not be returning for weeks, that we would miss celebrating Easter together. But I remembered, while I was sitting there, a little gift. A gift that had been left behind by our Sunday school children, who on the first Sunday in Lent had participated in a custom that we have around here of burying the Alleluia, sort of a visual representation that we don't use that word during Lent. That Lent as a time of introspection and repentance, a time of fasting, a time of denial, is also a time of somberness liturgically. So, because we're in Wisconsin and we can't literally bury the Alleluia outside, it is figuratively buried in the nave under a pile of rocks. And so I took a few minutes this morning and I removed the rocks and I laid out the word Alleluia. And as I stood there and looked at the word, took some pictures of it and sent it to our children's ministry director so she could forward it on to parents and children. As I looked at that word, I thought about the vibrancy of our children in Sunday school. I thought about the life that they have added to our parish. And I thought about the faithfulness of Christians young and old, who every Lent, literally or metaphorically, bury the Alleluia with the expectation that they're going to get to shout it on Easter Day. That Alleluia, laid out on the carpet in the nave, was for me an Easter message. A message that Easter comes. Easter is here. Easter has happened. Christ has broken the bonds of death. We are set free through His great sacrifice on the cross. And eternal life is more than wishful thinking. It is a hope that supports us and sustains us even in the most difficult of times. I brought the Alleluia back up to my office and pulled down a favorite volume of poems by Wendell Berry. And I often, during the course of Easter, the great 50 days that follows Easter Day, I often make it a point to read one of my favorite Wendell Berry poems, entitled Manifesto, the Mad Farmer Liberation Front, which doesn't sound much like an Easter poem, but it has some pithy words of wisdom in it that always seem to encourage me and challenge me during Eastertide. So I'm sharing a few lines of Wendell's poem with you, and I hope they will challenge you as well. So friends, every day do something that won't compute. Love the Lord. Love the world. Work for nothing. Take all that you have and be poor. Love someone who does not deserve it. Praise ignorance, for what man has not encountered, he has not destroyed. Ask the questions that have no answers. Invest in the millennium. Plant sequoias. Put your faith in the 2 inches of humus that will build under the trees every 1,000 years. Expect the end of the world. Laugh. Laughter is immeasurable. Be joyful, though you have considered all the facts. Swear allegiance to what is nighest your thoughts. As soon as the generals and the politicos can predict the motions of your mind, lose it. Leave it as a sign to mark the false trail, the way you didn't go. Be like the fox, who makes more tracks than necessary, some in the wrong direction. Practice resurrection. On this Easter day, my prayer for each of you is that you will find ways to celebrate resurrection, that you will see through spiritual eyes the way in which resurrection is bursting forth all around you, and that you will encounter the risen Lord in a new and unexpected way. Let us pray. Almighty God, who through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, overcame death and opened to us the gate of everlasting life, grant that we who celebrate with joy the day of the Lord's resurrection may be raised from the death of sin by your life-giving Spirit, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And now just a word of thanks to you who have been listening through these last number of weeks. And it seemed to me, given all of the circumstances, that I would go forward with these daily diaries for this next week, for every day in Easter week, and conclude them a week from today on the second Sunday of Easter. So there are a few more episodes to come, but I am really grateful for all of you who have taken the time to listen here and there, or maybe every day, to whatever has been on my mind. I do these things as much for my own discipline of giving me an opportunity to be still every day as I do to hopefully pass along to folks out there a word of encouragement and hope. So I'll be back again tomorrow on the Monday in Easter week. Until then, God bless you, God keep you. Hallelujah, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah.